Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. So this past Sunday, we talked about Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 25. And when you read those verses, it's pretty clear that God cares about something quite a bit. And this thing that God cares about is how we relate to other people. In verse 25, Paul says, hey, don't lie to each other, but speak the truth to your neighbor because we belong to one another. And then in verse 26, he says, be angry, but if you're angry, don't sin in your anger and don't let the sun go down on your anger. Then he goes on in verse 29 and he talks about, you know, hey, don't let any corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. He goes on, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor. Finally, he says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. And we learn in this passage that it is really important to God how we treat one another. And if you're like me at all, sometimes it's pretty difficult to treat other people the way God commands me to do so. And here this passage reminds me that God in Christ has forgiven me of all of my sin because I have trusted his son Jesus. And God says, hey, you need to be kind to other people because I was kind to you. You need to forgive other people because I forgave you. And that's hard sometimes because people hurt us. And sometimes it feels like maybe hanging on to our anger is the best thing. It almost feels just, so to speak. But the scriptures tell us to forgive, to be angry and not sin, to not hold on to our anger, to not let the sun go down on your anger. And so I want to take a minute and just encourage you to pray for the people in our church and in our community. And they've probably got some pretty good reasons to be angry, and they probably have some pretty good reasons to feel justified in withholding forgiveness. Let's pray for them. Let's pray that God would give them the grace and the strength to forgive those that they need to forgive and to let go of the anger that maybe they've been holding on to. Let's pray for them right now. And if we're being honest, it isn't just other people who need to forgive and other people who sometimes are angry, but sometimes I'm angry and sometimes I need to forgive. And so let's take a minute and let's pray and ask God to help us to be the kind of people who forgive others the way that Christ forgave us and who refuse to hold on to anger because we are so thankful for what God in Christ has done for us. So let's pray now, please. Well, again, thank you so much for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope to see you again tomorrow. God bless.